Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the November 22nd, 2021 regular session of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Councilmember Clay is excused. Mayor Crowe.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you have the agenda. During study session, no one has made any suggested changes to the agenda. I motion to approve. Oh, Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Mayor Crowe and City Manager Rose, I do apologize because something came up that I just read. And what I'd like to ask is, and I'm not sure if this is the appropriate time, but on item under the City Manager's Report, K2, I'd like to ask to have that postponed. And I could give my reasons, but I just wanted to ask to have that, or should I wait for that item to come up to have that discussion?
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, perhaps better to wait for the item to come up and give us an opportunity to explain why we think
sure.
That's an important item.
That's fine. Thank you, sir.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. There are no proclamations. You have before you the regular minutes of October 25th, 2021. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. November 8th, 2021, study session of purchasing policy. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. November 8th, 2021, regular session minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to appoint Michael Honigfort to the Board of Adjustments to fill in the seat vacated by Erica Hackett. Is there a second? Seconded made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You will see that both Mark Barnes and Timothy Schmaltz were sworn into their commissions. To the citizens in the room, we are glad to have you here this evening. If you would like to speak either on a agenda item or a non-agenda item, there are sign-in sheets right by the door by the police officer who would be more than happy to give them to you. We just request that you fill out the form and then give it to us so that we can then move forward with the evening. I think the clerk must have one. Agenda or non-agenda? Okay. Thank you very much. And now we have a public hearing for Crown Center, second amended final redevelopment plan 8348. I will open the public hearing at 6:34, and I believe that if the clerk had any public comments for this public hearing, they were received and brought forward to the council members. I don't believe there's anyone signed up to speak tonight. So I will close the public hearing at 6:34 p.m. And we'll now move forward to the consent agenda. Before you have four items on the consent agenda, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this first item up under the City Manager's Report asks that you receive an update on the Markets at Olive project. As you know, we have new owners for that project now, and Larry Chapman is here representing the owners and will provide you with the update. Good to see you, Larry.
You'll need to hit the button at the bottom center, please, if you can, Mr. Chapman, and a green light will come on.
Got it. Better?
Thank you. Sorry. Should have the glasses on to begin with. Anyway, good evening, everybody. I wanted to just take a minute to just kind of give you all an update, and we'll look at the board here in a minute. But I think what's really important is that in early November, a new partnership of folks, including myself, Bob Clark, who's out here representing the United States in Dubai right now, and then David Hutkin behind me here and Caroline Saunders bought out Novus Development. And so we are now the owners of uCity LLC, which is the developer that was approved for the project. And we're now putting into place our plan to push the project forward. We financed our acquisition with the Bank of Washington. So you may hear them from time to time around, which we're happy about. And the development company is now Mind Seneca, and the leasing is now David Hutkin's Hutkin Properties. I think probably the most important thing that we're doing is, first, you know, Costco's underway. Everybody's very well aware of that. Getting that completed, getting them open for business next fall is really our paramount objective. And then in addition to that, what we've done is focus on acquiring the rest of the land, which we're actively doing. We buy a few parcels every other day or so, and we keep Mr. Rose and others up to speed on that progress. And we hopefully will be in a position to start what we would call the phase two work, demolition of buildings, and the properties on the south side of Olive and then east of Costco. You should start seeing that happen the end of the year, early next. Okay. And then we'll start to push forward our development plan, which right out of the box is focused on generating sales tax companies, because obviously that's what the TIF is designed around. And so that's our primary focus. And then we'll also have some longer lead items. And if you look at the map we have up on the board, and I don't know if you can see whether I can use a pointer that you'll see. It's hard to tell, but you probably can't tell. At the top north, the anchor A is Costco, obviously. Then you've got a number of what I would call traffic-oriented businesses. One of the things that's happened is the retail industry, particularly restaurants and services, are now, as I would say, is a great degree the result of COVID, had kind of a paradigm shift. So we've got to find a way to accommodate curbside service, drive-up windows, not necessarily drive-through windows, but a place for people to pick up, patios outside and things of that nature. You're going to see a lot of that because everybody wants it and demands it as part of their business these days. But even so, we're going to have to find some larger retail sales tax users or we won't make our plan work. I mean, we just have to do it. Who they are, we don't know yet, but we're focused and we'll need to get that done or the TIF notes that were offered will never get completely paid off. And so that's really what our focus is. We're not here to announce any particular tenants tonight. We would be hopefully doing that by the end of the year, early next, and put ourselves in a position to start having a nice, you know, for lack of a better word, groundbreaking ceremony for phase two and doing some things that are kind of fun and announcing some new businesses to University City. And that's kind of where we are. I'm guessing you may have questions. We have a plan up there. This is not the final plan. We're making a submission of, I guess you call it a sketch plan, that will allow us to get the subdivision process going and the zoning process going. You should see those documents submitted in the next week, I would hope, maybe a little less than that, and then we'll plow forward. We still have the area on Mayflower identified as an apartment site. What that will ultimately be, we're not sure, but that's the most likely use. But if we could find another sales tax generator, that would be our first choice, honestly. The timing of Mayflower is a little bit behind the others. It's clearly not critical to getting Costco done. So we will work on that probably next spring and summer and hopefully have a good plan in place by midsummer next year. Now, I don't know if you all have any questions. If there's something you wanted to ask and would like a response to, I'm happy to do that for you. But, you know, we're well underway and we're grateful to have the opportunity to be here.
To my colleagues, you have questions of Mr. Chapman, Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Mr. Chapman, good to see you this
yes,
evening.
Sir.
What I wanted to ask you is two things, is that you said that there are parcels that you have been recently that were bought recently. And I just wanted to know if you could give us an idea of what those are. Also, where do Bristol apartments stand? If you could
tell us. So all the Bristol apartments are under contract. Some have closed, some have not. We are in the process of giving tenants notices to move out, and then we'll close. The Buyer Lumber has been purchased, by example. The two properties at the Mannion Zone where the old Tesla used to be, they were about to close on those. Everything else on the south side of Olive over to Woodson, except for Bob's Seafood and the equipment company, have been acquired or are about to be acquired.
Okay.
And then on the north side of the street, there's a handful of homes we still have to buy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. And then one more thing.
Yes, sir.
And that is, I'm sorry. Any idea of what the J building is going to be?
A large retailer.
Okay.
I really don't know. We have several prospects, honestly, okay, that we're working hard to get. We hope to land one of them.
Okay.
We don't know who it is yet, really. I don't know what I could say right now anyway, but in confidential quiet session, we would talk about it, but we really don't have one yet.
Sure. All right. Thank you, sir.
Ms. Klein.
First of all, thank you for the information. And I just have a question about a sit-down restaurant as opposed to a fast food restaurant and what the difference in tax generation from those two would be.
It just depends on who it is. I mean, for example, one of the restaurants shown on there is really a sit-down restaurant. It's a fairly large footprint, but they need to have a pickup window drive-through regardless. Another one doesn't have a drive-through. In terms of tax generation, one we understand might generate anywhere from 5 to 7 million a year, another 1.5 to 2 million. It's really hard to say each business type, some of which you'd recognize, some of which are going to be new to the market, frankly. Just very different revenue outcomes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. McMahon.
Thank you. Thank you for your presentation and getting us up to speed on some of these ideas that are going on. And you've done a lot of these types of projects. So this has been in discussion and we've seen sketches and ideas. When you see these kind of things and over 4 year period that we're dealing with, do some of these ideas that you have and prospects for tenants change over time?
Oh yeah, they change over time. In fact, the plan that our predecessor developer was going down was a little bit different in terms of the retail tenant mix. Part of the reason we're here is they're not financeable, and that's in the way it was set up before. And so it was a mission impossible kind of task. And so what we think we've done is put ourselves in a position to, well, we closed, we financed it. So that's the fundamental difference. What we're doing is we're taking advantage of the fact that Costco is going to generate lots of new people into the community, right? And so we want to make sure that those people have choices when they get here. And so that's what we're doing early on. But in addition to that, we have to find retailers that will bring even more people here, or we won't succeed at our job. It's really simple. We don't know who they are. We took a giant leap of faith on University City. We took a giant leap of faith on Costco coming, and that's where we are today. And if I knew who they were, I'd be happy to share it with you, but I don't.
In the past, we've had just discussions about your abilities and also the your visions as you work through these projects and how you work with different folks. I don't know if a lot of people in town have kind of an idea of what, when you guys came on, what you're also bringing. So it, you know, just like a thumbnail sketch of how you deal with certain issues that we're going to be facing down the road with, let's say, minority hiring, or your visioning for that area in and of itself in a broad sense, so that maybe residents can hear it and get, we'll have a better understanding of what you see growing there is more in line with what they're also hoping to grow there as well.
Right. So, I mean, when we approached this project, and I'll get to your first question second. When we first approached the project, we talked about these three redevelopment areas. Redevelopment area one is obviously Costco and the area that we are taking on. But the clear vision of doing that is so these other redevelopment areas that the city still controls could find ways to grow and benefit from those. So part of what we want to do is we want to bring attention to University City so that people know it's okay to come and do business here and know it's okay to plant roots here and grow. Okay. So that's one of the keys. And we have to get every one of the future tenants and or owners of these buildings to believe that or they won't come. In terms of minority participation, and workforce and jobs. We're completely committed to that. I don't know if you know Clayco's track record. I don't know if you know Bob Clark's track record. He and I have built projects together for 35 years. And you'll see what you want to see on those jobs, both in terms of workforce and in terms of contracting. I can promise you, we are just getting to the point where we start awarding contracts next year. All of our contracts will be union contracts. They'll all pay a prevailing wage, but they'll all have to comply with the criteria that we establish. And we will establish criteria for each of those jobs.
And just to follow up, so maybe you can see this from our perspective and how we might have to deal with things. And I know you're doing the best you can to explain what's going to be there, and you'll do it in the right time and in the right place. I get that. But just to make sure I know where we're headed, you do have an anchor, right? That large box up on the northwest corner of that. You've got that anchor, and that's Costco.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because I'm just kind of going back when this project started, we had people tell us, you don't have an anchor. It's going to be a Walmart.
So let me make clear.
That's our perspective of what we're going to see. So when you've got that information that you can share with us, please do, because I want to tell residents what we're doing.
So just to go back to March 29th, which feels like an eon ago, when we financed the project to allow Costco to go forward, that's what Bob and I did. We brought the money to the table to allow the Costco transaction to close. They own that site. We have an obligation to deliver a graded site, which we're about ready to turn over to them. They're going to build their building, and they're going to move in and open for business, we believe, in September of 22. That's entirely up to them. I can't control Costco, but we're delivering what we promised to deliver. Everything else on there is somewhat speculative. It just is. That was the leap of faith that we took. We believe we're going to be successful or we wouldn't be here. That investment probably represents another $189 million. So it's not a small thing, but every one of those clients out there requires confidence or they won't do business with us. And that's just how this industry works right now. There will come a time when we know what we're doing, not from an ability to carry it out, but we know who's going to be there. And when we can share that, we'll absolutely share it. We have fun doing that. That's the greatest thing we can do.
I appreciate that. And just let us know as soon as you can, because I know people are dying to know. And that's all. Thank you.
Mr. Chapman, if I could. When we've been in conversations with Costco over the years, their goal has always been to be open by October of next year. So at the present time, you believe and they believe that we will be making that date.
I think they're on schedule to beat that date, but that's me.
Okay. Thank you. I believe Mr. Kusick is next.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for coming here this evening. So I've got two questions. One has to do with, and it's mostly for the benefit of the residents and the people that are listening. So the traffic along Olive is sometimes it's kind of bad. Will we see an improvement, meaning some of that traffic problems are going to go away, or is the traffic congestion going to get a little worse in that area? Or do we have a schedule or an idea of how long it'll be before the traffic will get back to normal on Olive?
So we're almost done. If you're talking about crossing Olive, we should be done with that any day. We're very, very close to being done with that and turning that over. So I would say within a week or two, we'll go back to normal to the extent that it's normal. And then we'll start work. There will be some work on Olive. We'll widen Olive between the highway and the new interchange. You know, there's a signalized interchange about halfway between Woodson and McKnight and 170. So there will be some work on the sidelines, but I don't think that'll be anywhere near as disruptive as taking the dirt from the north side to the south side will be.
Great. Glad to hear that. And then speaking of the dirt, what's going to happen to all that dirt?
It goes where all those buildings are between there and the highway. What we'll be doing is we'll be raising up the site so it's essentially level with Olive. Right now it goes down, if you look at it. When we're done, that stockpile will be moved over between there and 170 and bring it all up essentially level.
Thank you. That's what I thought. I just have had a lot of residents very curious about all that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Mr. Smotherson.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Crow. Again, Mr. Chapman, I thank you very much for the information. But this my statement to you and the city manager is that the information you've given tonight was absolutely great and needed. But that's one of the things that we find a problem is that there's no flow of information happening. And so we get a lot of residents asking what's going on. And you've been very informative tonight. But what I'm asking the city manager, is there a way to take that information and put it on our website or put it on a development site where the where our residents can see and get updated on a regular basis about information just like tonight? That was absolutely great information. I appreciate the question that Councilmember Klein asked, Councilmember McMahon asked, and Councilmember Cusick. And those are important information that our residents need to know because we're asked every day. And you know, we see one thing happening, but we don't really understand what's happening. So if that can happen, I would really appreciate there being a flow so that we can give, we can allow our residents to access that site and get updates on that. So thank you, sir. One more point to make before you comment. Think custard. We need custard.
Yeah, yes. Think custard. Yeah. We're thinking all kinds of things. Councilman, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it, and I'm not super familiar with how you run your website, but we have a regular call scheduled with city staff, and if you have questions and that those questions make their way to us, we're happy to answer them. They can just have a Q&A on your website. I just don't know how your website works, but if it's something that you'd like us to do, we would be happy to do it.
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, in addition to what Mr. Chapman has said, I think, you know, I've committed to doing periodic updates of the council. I can't recall specifically how many have been given since this project started many years ago at this point. But we're at the point now of construction. That really only started in, I guess, March of this year, and that is the area where it will be most disruptive or would be most disruptive to residents. I believe that we can continue to have periodic updates with the council, because even if we put additional information on the website, you will continue to get questions. I think in addition to the FAQs that Mr. Chapman has indicated, my intention would be to invite Mr. Chapman or his designee, perhaps on a quarterly basis, to a council meeting just to give you an update on what's going on.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow, and thank you, Mr. Chapman, for being here tonight. Just to kind of pick up on what I think Steve was getting at with the evolution of how this is going to look and what tenants are going to be there. Would you say it's possible that what we're looking at tonight could evolve into something a bit different than what we're seeing right now? Maybe one of the smaller anchors, B, and I think the other one in the south side was J. Could those shift, maybe get larger in size, maybe be a little smaller in size, just depending on how this comes about?
The answer is yes. We're not trying to be evasive at all. I can tell you that there will be some traffic-oriented businesses along the street any way you slice it. However, those two anchors are the single most impactful to us economically, and so they'll be where we place our focus. And if securing users for those buildings, say somebody up front has to go away, they'll go away. The idea here is to have the greatest economic impact both on the development and in the community from a sales tax perspective, and to find the best in class tenants that we can find similar to Costco in their own segment of the retailing industry.
Sure. And I just wanted to speak to more of being able to talk to the public about, you know, what the expectation is, because you know, we have been very deep in this for a couple of years now, 3 years now, and we have watched this evolve. And certainly there are other developments in the area, and we've watched those evolve as well.
Yes.
And then lastly, I was just wondering, speaking of a website, do you have plans to put together any type of website for the development?
You know, we'll have a marketing effort that usually the marketing effort does the website in the name of our development. And so I would imagine that we, when we finalize those plans, which should happen soon, that we'll have a website. Whether we have a separate one, I'm not sure. Let me ask the team if it's worthwhile doing. If it's for an informational standpoint, I'm sure we can get you the information you need to share with your citizensry. I can't even say the word, sorry. That we can do for sure. It's not about sharing information. It's about getting the impact that we want to get. And our focus now is a marketing focus.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chapman, Mr. Hutkin, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And we'll be happy to come back anytime. Gregory, just let us know. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe we do have one request to speak on this matter, and that is as they signed in someone from Nobu's Inc. And so whoever would like to come up and speak, please do so. All you need to do is give your individual name and address. And I think the green light is already on, so you will be ready to go.
This doesn't bend, does it? Good evening, everybody. My name is George Shinichi Kedera. I represent Nobu's Japanese Restaurant. Our new address is 6253 Del Mar Boulevard, right down the street in the Del Mar Loop. Our address is the same building as the United Provisions Grocery Store, right across from Joe Edwards' Peacock Diner. And we're in the process of demoing our space right now, and rent will be starting next month. And everything looks pretty good as far as the process goes. And as everybody, and as you may all know, we've submitted a proposal to the city in regards to the relocation grant process. So I was wondering if you would be able to share in terms of that process, what kind of time frame that's going to occur at, and then the ultimate decisions in regards to that. So that was kind of why I'm here today to speak about. So if that's, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Typically what will happen is that the city manager will contact you directly and speak with you about the process, the timeline, and any decisions made. Okay. And knowing our city manager, he will be in contact with you very shortly.
Okay.
Is that?
I don't know.
You can ask any more. Please feel free to ask any questions you want. But typically the city manager is the one who would communicate with you directly.
Okay. And is the ultimate decision going to be made based on the information being shared with the entire council or committee? Or are you the ultimate person that kind of determines, you know, what happens?
The council will look at the information that you've provided to the city manager and will work with the city manager to the recommendation that he makes to us.
Okay.
Absolutely. We will have all the information that he has provided to us from you. Okay. Absolutely.
And has that information been shared already, or is that still in the process to be shared?
I believe it's already been shared.
Okay. Got it. I don't know what else. Okay.
I just had one comment. Thanks.
Sure.
Thanks for staying in U City.
Correct. We are very,
we really appreciate it. And we're glad that you're here. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. So, you know, my folks here, Noboru and Taiko Kedera, you know, they are the originators. They're the first, and, you know, we've been in U City for 34 years. And for me, I've been back about 3 years now since being abroad for a while. And, you know, it's been a very interesting process with, you know, everything going on with the pandemic. Sure. And obviously the relocation. So I do appreciate everybody's effort and time and energy. And I hope that we see everybody as customers, you know, obviously, you know, as diners to the restaurant. So I do appreciate that.
On the business side, you will hear back from us very shortly.
Okay.
On the personal side, I will tell you that, and I happen to be the connector to the Loop Special Business District, and the members of the LSBD board are elated
right.
to have you coming to the Loop, as we all are. We are glad that you have chosen to stay in University City, and we look forward to seeing you in the Loop.
Thank you. I've participated twice in the actual Zoom meetings, and you know, it's interesting to, you know, be a part of the community, and I definitely want to bridge the gap between, obviously, my folks who are first generation, you know, immigrants to the United States. So their language ability is not English, is not the first language. And so, you know, I myself speak obviously English and I speak Japanese. So I hope to, you know, really be that bridge and hope to create the community and the relationship with everybody here and beyond. So thank you very much for your time.
And the phone number you have on the sheet is probably the best one for the city manager to have.
Yes, and the email address. So perfect. We've been corresponding already, obviously, so appreciate perfect. It.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Rose, item number two.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, item number two asks that the Mayor and Council authorize a consulting agreement to assist staff in oversight of the ARPA funds. And as you may recall, this is the first distribution that we received from the federal government. There is a reporting requirement to the federal government as well as to the state. There are probably 500 pages of legislation that stipulates the various uses for these funds. We want to ensure that we comply with those uses. And so we're asking for assistance in ensuring that we comply. So we're basically looking at an internal auditor that will provide us with guidance as we make recommendations to you regarding the use of the American Rescue Plan Act funds. And we have tonight Finance Director Keith Cole. Mr. Cole, did you have anything to add?
I think he just wants to answer questions.
I do not.
Thank you. I will say to my colleagues, as someone whose business has been impacted by the COVID relief, the PPP funds and the employer ERTC, you have now almost a niche market being offered up for people who are having to do the due diligence for the funds to either be forgiven or paid back. And so I think this is becoming a pretty standard practice and necessity. We're all grateful to have had the funds received, and now it's time for us to do the record keeping to get the funds, if you will, forgiven or the flip side is paid back. Mr. Smotherson, earlier you had asked a question. Do you want to proceed, or what would you like to do here?
Well, I'd like to explain the reason why I've wanted to postpone this, because there's an item that I think is missing, and I wanted to be able to talk to the city manager about that item. So I'm not sure if that should be a discussion item or should it be, or if I can go ahead and do that now.
Well, unless it's something that's personnel or legal, I would think if you have a concern,
no.
You can bring it up.
Yes.
Or I also would tell you that I would tell you that I believe that if you brought up an issue with the city manager after we voted on this and it caused a concern, I think he would either take it into consideration or bring it back to us if we had to make a change. So I think you can go at this either way. You're choosing.
Well, and it's one thing about the American Rescue Funds that I noticed is that it can also be used for households and rent recovery. And that's not one of the items you have listed here. So that's why I wanted to actually be able to talk to you about that, because one of the things that I want to discuss is making sure that that's a category or something that we offer, because I will say, speak for the Third Ward, there may be situations, and I know that there are apartment situations, there are rental situations that may apply to these funds. And so I wanted to be able to sit down and talk to you about that and hopefully add that category if in fact you think that that could be done.
Honorable Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, tonight's agenda is just really looking at the making sure that we cross our T's and dot our I's regarding how we are intending to spend, and this is based upon the budget process, which which, as you know, was approved several months ago. Now, this is the first allocation. We will start the budget process again, I believe, in February of this year. That will give all of you an opportunity, if you want to spend those funds in a different way for the second allocation, an opportunity to have those discussions. And one of the areas that, for example, that the funds can be used for is broadband. That certainly would help with our school district. And what you approved for broadband this year was just a study to really determine what is the need for broadband within University City. So there are several other areas. And this, and understand, this legislation continues to evolve as well. At one time it was more limited. Now they've opened it up for other infrastructure type of projects. And so I intend to have those discussions with you as a part of the budget process. But tonight is just making sure that as the legislation evolves, as the interpretations evolve, that we are in compliance, because the worst thing that could happen is that we fall out of compliance and would be required to give funding back.
Okay, thank you.
So you have before you item number J2, ARPA consulting group. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, item number K3 is an item that asks the Mayor and Council to consider adopting a trails naming policy. The policy was considered by the Parks and Recreation Commission and is recommended for approval. And Mr. Dunkel is here to respond to any questions that you might have.
It's like the Park Commission has been busy lately. Are there questions of Mr. Dunkel regarding the trail naming policy? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Dunkel, I think I asked the question already. I asked that to the city clerk. Mr. Dunkel, are the applications available now?
They will not be available until the council approves the policy. But once, if and when it's approved, we will make them available.
Okay, so then I can request an application tomorrow, correct? All right, thank you.
Is this item for discussion only or for vote as well?
Honorable Mayor, it's for action by the
council. Thank you. Are there other questions of Mr. Dunkel? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Now we will move to unfinished business. We have before us Bill number 9448. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9448. An ordinance approving the second amended final development plan for the proposed development to Crown Center for Senior Living, located at 8348 through 8350 Delcrest Drive in the PD-M Planned Development Mixed Use Zoning District.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9448, an ordinance approving the second amended final development plan for the proposed development to Crown Center for Senior Living, located at 8348 through 8350 Delcrest Drive in the PD-M Planned Development Mixed Use Zoning District.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The bill is passed. We'll now move on to new business. Resolution 2021-17. Amendment to expand the Community Visioning Task Force Just as a FYI to everyone who is watching, we decided to expand it when we had a conversation with the school district, and we were glad to know that they would like to participate in the visioning process with us. So we wanted to add a seat onto the visioning commission that would have someone from the school district participate in the visioning process. That is the thought behind this, and we are grateful that they wanted to be involved. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor? Opposed? The ayes have it. We now have before us Bill number 9449. Who would like to introduce?
Honorable Mayor, I'd like to make an amendment, propose an amendment.
On 9449? Yes, I think that's yes. The one. Yes.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, I propose an amendment to the bill to, which is on page M-2-8, to delete fire marshal from F4 and to change assistant fire chief to deputy fire chief under F5. That concludes my proposed amendment.
There are two category changes as listed by the city manager. Mr. Hales. Introduced by Mr. Hales, Madam Clerk. May we have the first reading?
Bill 9449, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after January 2nd, 2022, and repealing ordinance number 7165, effective January 2nd, 2022.
Thank you very much. Since that was amended, Mr. Mulligan, did I do this the right way, or do I need to do a separate two things? You may need the microphone just so you got it.
Thank you. My understanding is city manager made that recommendation. Councilmember Hales introduced it with those changes, so the changes were made prior Correct. To the okay. introduction.
Thank you. Wanted to make sure we did that right. Thank you very much. We now have before us Bill number 9450. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Cusick. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading of Bill number 9450?
Bill 9450, an ordinance imposing an additional 1/4% sales tax on all retail sales made in the city of University City, Missouri, which are subject to taxation pursuant to the provisions of sections 144.010-144.525 RSMO. For the purpose of providing revenues for the operation of the University City Fire Department and providing for the submission of a proposition authorizing such tax to the qualified voters at the general municipal election on April 5th, 2022.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Any comments to be made during this section? Hearing none there, I don't believe there are any other citizens who have signed up to speak. Are there any council comments to be made this evening by members of council? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. I just would like to wish everybody a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And also I'd like to thank the folks out at Torah Prep who recently invited us to their ribbon cutting ceremony as they moved their facility into the McNair building. And I just was a very wonderful event, very moving event to see the folks there at Tour Prep and how they were so thrilled to be in a new facility and how they were pleased to have this process had worked to get them into that facility. And it went beyond just a land transaction. It was really something that was deeply moving to listen to the discussions about how appreciative they are that this came to pass with the things that were happening in our city. So I wanted to thank those folks for that invitation because I really enjoyed getting a tour and talking with the folks that day.
Anything else? The one thing I would like to make just a really quick plug, if I could, for the community visioning think tank dates that are coming up. They will be in February. February 24th and 26th. We'd like for all of our citizens to be able to participate. We're hoping that they will be in person. This will give citizens an opportunity to participate in what they believe University City will be looking like in 2040. So kind of a truly the definition of a long-term plan and then some. But we have, as you know, the visioning task force that has been put together and a consultant that will be helping us. So we hope that all of our citizens will take the opportunity to participate in that process. If there's nothing else before the body, I would accept a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of actions, or litigation involving a public governmental body or in any confidential or privileged communications between that body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. To all of you who have joined us this evening, either through the Zoom process or the room, thank you very much for coming out. And as Ms. McMahon said, we hope you have a great holiday and thank you for joining us.